If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Not only does Maria, the Cook County Treasurer, join us, but we've always heard about Hal Dardick, and you've got him with you today, right, Maria?
I have. You know what? I got to tell you, Lisa, I'm so glad you're back on the air. I enjoy you so much.
Thank you.
And God bless you, and I think it's a gift that you're back, because there aren't a whole lot of people who haven't left journalism who have your institutional knowledge. So I just want to say I'm grateful for your presence. But that said, I decided to hire somebody smarter than me, and that's Hal Dardick. And he's doing an amazing job on the research end of this office. He's got three or four people working under him, and it's just been a real pleasure. So
you've always spoke very highly of him. And can I tell you, while I was recovering and I started feeling better, like after 6 weeks, I found so much joy in watching you. You are all over social media, always looking fabulous and always with a smile on your face.
Well, thanks. I went to an Assyrian New Year yesterday, and then I went to a Polish church on the north side where there were like 50 families who made these bizarre poems that they only make in Poland. So the family spends the whole week. Some of them were like 6 feet tall.
Wow.
I'm going to post a video on it. It's just amazing. Yeah. I had
awesome.
A great time.
I know, and you're out there, and you hear from people, and I would imagine that they are not shy about telling how you, they'll just tell you what they think of their taxes.
Study. Yeah, yeah. This study has been provoked by the fact that at the counter at 118 North Clark, everyone who comes in, who isn't emailing us online, says, why are my taxes going up? We tried to resolve that partially by coming up with a bill that says, where does your money go? There's 14 governmental agencies on the left, and then it tells you what the tax was last year, what it is this year. But the bottom line is that right now in Chicago and County of Cook, because so many commercial buildings have left, but so many businesses of the commercial buildings have left, that what you're seeing is the exodus affecting the residents. So what I get is the ma and pa living in the bungalow who are 65 years old, whose bill in 1998 was $1,000. They're now senior citizens on a fixed income, and the bill's now $6,500. So they come to the counter, and they come to the counter with their electric bill, phone bill, gas bill, sewage bill, food bill, medicine bill, hospital bill. They lay everything out on the counter. They put a copy of their tax bill there, and they look at the kid working the counter, and they say, how do you expect me to pay this? Because going from $1,000 to $6,000 is a lot, or even up $1,000 in 1 year is a lot. So all of that provoked this study. We had a young kid in Hargis from the University of Chicago that works under Hal, who went to him and said, I think we need to do this. Hal says, I'm on board. He guided the entire study with Todd Leidy. And so what we've come up with is the fact that property taxes over a 30-year period are up 182%, which is rather alarming because inflation's only up 91%. And people's wages, believe it or not, are up less than inflation, which is 161%. So all of that means that now you are going into people's pocketbooks who are making less money than the cost of bread and gas increasing and their property taxes going up a couple hundred percent, and you're asking them to pay more, and they simply don't have it. One of the studies that Hal did was getting us to look at a payment plan. Actually, he and Lady came up with this. So we went to Springfield. You used to have to pay 18% interest penalty, and we got it reduced to 9. Now we have a payment plan calculator. So if on April 1st you cannot pay your taxes, you can, by giving us your email and or your phone number, set up a payment plan over 13 months, beginning April 2nd. So if you don't have the money on April 1st, on April 2nd, you go to cookcountytreasurer.com, you sign up for payment plan calculator, and you can pay over a 13-month period with a 9% interest instead of an 18% interest. That's helping people with a payment plan, but I'm going to let Hal address this runaway spending a minute. Yeah, Hal, you want to
In fact, Hal, will you just hang on a second, because we're going to take a quick break for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll get Hal on WGN, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, that's Maria Pappas, your Cook County treasurer. And Hal, who is behind the study she's talking about, joins us next.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Maria, one thing, and a lot of people have pointed this out as well, I understand the payment plan, and it does help a lot of people, but if they don't have the money now and they pay over the course of 13 months, they're going to be hit with this again next year, where I'm guessing they're probably going to struggle then again. I mean, it's just, the problem is the taxes are too high.
The problem is that the 2,200 or so odd governments in Cook County aren't held to a 5% or an inflationary increase. And so everybody's spending. It's like spending like drunken sailors. The reason that we've done this study is to shine a light on the fact that people are saying, you know, I'm getting a U-Haul and I'm getting out of here.
Right.
People are leaving. So this is a wake-up call saying that, you know, these studies that have been sitting on desks for the last 40 years and nobody did anything about, we've got to do something. That's what this is about. This is talking to and for the little homeowner in the bungalow whose property taxes, you know, in 98 were $1,000, and they're waking up today and they're $6,000. They're on a fixed income. The husband and wife are making under $75,000, and the senior citizen freeze doesn't even help them because they can't make ends meet.
If you're complaining and you didn't vote, I mean, when they're excited that 25% of people voted in the last election, I find that a miserable failure.
No, this is a lot of bunk. I'm telling you, huge, 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 huge bunk. So here's the bunk. Oh, the last election, so-and-so, 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 they won by an overwhelming majority. What a crock. Who won by an overwhelming majority when only 20% of the people voted? 80% of the people stayed home. The same people who are complaining every day about these property taxes. Nobody's voting. In the mayoral, 19% voted. In this last election, 20% voted. And I see it every day in my building. I bought in that building, the property taxes were 11. They're up to 23,000. I get on the elevator and people say to me, I hate this city. I hate my taxes. I don't like this. And I don't like, did you vote? No. Did you vote? No. Did you vote? No. Nobody votes.
Right.
The people who are complaining the most are the most culpable because they don't do anything about it.
This is why it is evident you are everywhere in this city, because you speak like the people in this city speak. You know exactly what is stressing them out, and you hear the complaints. All right, put Hal on.
This is the number one issue. They'll take crime is secondary to their homes and what they're paying on their homes. The number one issue is housing and property taxes. And anybody who tells you anything else is smoking something and should go sit in the corner and go smoke it, because they don't know what they're talking about. I do, because these people come to my counter and they stop me on the street.
I know they do.
Assyrian New Year's event yesterday, and the priest got a hold of me. The main bishop at the Assyrian church got a hold of me. He said, what is going on? He said, you know, the church doesn't pay anything. You know, they're tax-free. But my house is out of control, and the church isn't paying me enough money. Really?
Everybody's got something to say about the taxes and what we pay in this area.
Well, I think what this study says, you got to listen. Why don't we listen to what Dardik's got to say? Dardik, why do we have all this runaway spending?
Hi, Lisa. So it's just been, they have a law called the Property Tax Extension Limitation Law. It's supposed to limit tax increases to 3 or 5% of the rate of inflation, whichever is yes. And there's all kinds of ways around that law that all these taxing districts employ. And despite that, the school districts are supposed to be holding to that. Their taxes went up more than double the rate of inflation over these 30 years. But this study, that the intent here is to get people to actually take some action. because this has been going on for 30 years and we've reached a point where it's very untenable. And the city's in a catch-22. How do you lower the taxes on people? You expand the tax base. You bring in businesses. And the taxes are so high, the businesses don't want to come here. So you can get that tax increase down to a reasonable level, the businesses won't come and the tax base won't expand. So something has to be done.
And Hal, I can tell Maria's just holding the phone up to your mouth, isn't she?
I don't tell these guys what to write. Let me tell you something, Lisa. I'm not the brightest, card in the deck, but I'm smart enough to hire people a whole lot smarter than me.
Yeah. And here's
one of them.
I know you are. That's the key to being successful in your position. Bring people in who understand how to solve the problem. Here's the deal.
In the last month, wait, I got to take a break here. You got to listen to me. In the last 6 weeks, we have hired 3 University of Chicago students just out. One of them is an expert in artificial intelligence. So he comes in for an interview. You know what he told me? He said, we use Hal Dardick's database and your database at the University of Chicago to learn how to program. Hired. This kid's in here now working on our database because he knows it. I mean, where in the world could I have found a kid like this? Do you know what
right?
I mean? I mean, that kid can buy and sell me.
You need that youth as well.
Say, go swim on an island because I'm handling the treasurer's office. You know what
I mean? Maria, here's a question that came across a text line, and I'm sure it's run across everybody's mind who's paying these taxes. Is there a way to put a percentage cap on single-family home taxes and then place the revenue shortfall back on the commercial properties?
Not if Springfield. We're governed by Springfield. You know, you got to take that idea to Springfield. If Springfield says you do it, then you do it. Yeah, hell.
Yeah. You also have to realize this.
Hand him the phone, Maria. Hand him the phone.
No,
hold on a second.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah, I can't hear him now, Maria. There you are, Hal.
You can't hear Hal at all?
Now I can hear you.
You have to go to Springfield to make those changes made.
Right,
You can't get it done locally because Springfield governs this. But what Springfield, we're hoping what Springfield does is that they close some of the loopholes in the 5% PTEL legislation, which is 5% or the rate of inflation. Stopping the property tax growth.
And I think you can hear me now, but placing the burden on more on businesses might not be the smart thing because then you'll chase them away. Right now, we have the highest commercial property tax rate in the nation and the second highest industrial property tax rate. So they have to rein in the spending. They got to bring the level down so that businesses can expand and people can afford their taxes in their homes. It all goes together.
And everybody's wise to that. Everybody knows it's a spending because if we can't meet our budget, we go out and we get another job, or we cut costs.
Here, Lisa, this is simple. This is just really, really simple. Let's get it down to third grade here. You have a dollar and you're spending $5 every year. That's all this is. You have a dollar and you're going to spend $5. So where are you going to get the other $4 from? You're going to do a bond deal. You're going to create a TIF district. You're going to do some kind of referendum where you can increase it. You're going to do whatever you can to do to find the other $4 someplace. That doesn't happen with your house. I mean, how many jobs can you work when you only have a dollar and you've got to raise 4 more? You can't.
But well, something needs to be done.
To the same standard because now you're spending other people's money, not your own.
I think that's why you've got a good run for mayor, Maria.
I'm in.
Great to talk
Maria
to
Pappas
you.
The people Maria Pappas knows don't have any money, so I'm not having huge, big fundraisers. The people I know are in the streets, and I'm going to get them out. I'm going to get the 80% out.
I appreciate that. Thanks for joining us, and thanks, Hal. We really appreciate
it. I'm going to Greece for Christmas for Easter. I'm going to light a candle at the cathedral for you, Lisa.
Oh, Maria, thank you so much. That means the world to me.
I'm going to send a picture of me lighting a candle at the cathedral in Athens to you.
I cannot wait.
And I wish you good health.
Thank you. That is Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.